Welcome to Signal Noise Weekly. I'm your editor. It is August 22nd, 2026, and this week the Iran story got weirder, the Korea story got quieter, and the prediction markets did something nobody in the press noticed. Let's get into it.
Big week. Genuinely big week.
And the Wes Moore number. Editor, we have to talk about the Wes Moore number at some point.
We absolutely will. But first, Iran. Because 6 months of strikes and now a naval blockade threat against Oman?
Yeah. So here's the framing story. The left-leaning outlets led with analysts debate strategy. That word, debate, is doing a lot of work.
It's a chaos frame.
Exactly. Debate means nobody agrees. It means the strategy is contested. The right read the same events and said, Trump declares economic war on Iran. That's a dominance frame.
Same week, same strikes, two completely different wars.
18 sources on the economic war framing. 18. That narrative was everywhere.
Strategist, the blockade threat. How did that land?
The Hill called it evidence of frustration rather than leverage. That's a pretty loaded read.
Okay, but is it wrong, though? Because the Oman angle is genuinely strange.
It might not be wrong. I just think frustration is an editorial judgment dressed up as analysis.
That's a fair call. Forecaster, what did oil do?
Oil jumped. That's the headline. Prices moved on the economic war framing almost immediately. 18 sources running that narrative. Markets believed the pressure was real.
The money moved, even if the strategy is debated.
Right. The money doesn't care about debate. It prices outcomes.
And here's what the left-leaning coverage missed. If oil is moving, that's a data point for the pressure working, not against it.
Yes, that's exactly the gap.
That gap is a blind spot, and we're flagging it. The left underplayed the economic bite this week. That's the call.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay. The other big story. Trump scaling back Korea drills. Strategist, walk me through this one because the framing here is really interesting.
So Trump gave like three different reasons in rapid succession. South Korea wouldn't help with Iran, the drills are costly, Kim responded to outreach.
Three reasons in one post? That's not a policy. That's a mood board.
Which is exactly what made this hard to frame. 19 sources covered it, and basically nobody agreed on which reason was real.
And the Kim Jong-un angle, that's the one that got the most air?
The very good relationship quote led most of the coverage. Yes.
Okay, I want to push back on something here. Strategist, you're treating the three reasons as mutually exclusive.
Fair. Go ahead.
What if it's all three? What if the signal to Kim is the cost argument? What if scaling back drills is a chip in a wider negotiation the press isn't seeing?
That's actually a more sophisticated read than most of the coverage offered.
And that's the blind spot. Nobody modeled the strategic upside. They all led with the alliance damage.
Alliance damage is real. I'm not dismissing it. But the market for North Korea denuclearization didn't move. The money said, we don't believe this is a deal.
Which tells you something.
It tells you the market thinks it's posture, not substance.
Which might be the most honest read in the whole news cycle.
All right, let's get to the blind spots, because this week they are good. Forecaster, set it up.
Okay, two huge ones on the right side of the spectrum. NVIDIA notifying customers of AI price hikes above 15%. Basically, nobody on the right touched it. And Russian drones striking Zelensky's hometown. Also mostly ignored on the right.
Hold on. NVIDIA price hikes above 15% and the right skipped it?
Skipped it. During an AI boom. During a week when everyone's talking about technology and markets.
Okay, I think I know why. The NVIDIA story is complicated for a pro-tariff, pro-industrial policy audience. Higher AI chip prices cut against the America winning on tech narrative.
Oh, that's a good read, actually.
If you're running a dominance frame on the economy, you don't want a story about your most important tech company raising prices on customers.
The inconvenient data point.
Always the inconvenient data point.
Left side, Ukraine. Russia-Ukraine had some significant developments and the left underplayed it. Strategist?
Black Sea strikes, North Korean missiles in the theater, Ukrainian operational gains. It's a significant week on the battlefield. And it got buried.
Buried or just crowded out? The Iran story was eating everything.
Could be both. But here's the framing problem. If you're running an anti-Trump foreign policy narrative, Ukraine momentum is awkward. It implies something is working.
Awkward data. Same principle as the NVIDIA story on the right.
Both sides this week had information they didn't want to amplify. That's actually kind of remarkable.
That is the story. Okay, what the money thinks. Forecaster, you've been waiting for this.
Okay, Wes Moore, 2028 Democratic presidential nomination, 5.3% probability. That number swung 44.8% this week.
44% swing on a 5% probability?
In 1 week, nobody in the mainstream press noticed. Nobody ran the story.
Wait, what moved it? Was there an event?
That's the thing. I can't pin it to a single headline. No major Moore announcement, no obvious catalyst in the news cycle.
So the market moved on vibes?
Or on something the news cycle wasn't covering, which is exactly the kind of signal we look for.
The 2028 Democratic field is genuinely wide open right now. Any credible name gets a lot of attention in thin markets.
Sure, but a 44% swing isn't just thin market noise. Someone put money on Moore this week.
Someone thinks something is happening.
And nobody in the press is asking why. That's the divergence.
To be fair, 5% is still 5%. It's not a prediction. It's a whisper.
But the direction of the whisper. That's what matters.
Forecaster loves a whisper.
I love a whisper that moves 44% in a week, yes.
Other market note, Kostyan Tinivka, Russia capturing it by August 31st, is at 94% probability. That's not a swing. That's a near certainty the press is barely mentioning.
94. Only a 3.8% swing because it was already priced in. The market decided this weeks ago.
And that's sitting inside a week where Ukraine's operational momentum is supposedly building. Those two things don't fully fit together.
They can coexist. You can have local Russian advances and broader Ukrainian momentum. War is not one story.
War is not one story. Write that down. Okay, rapid fire. Three stories, fast. Kushner and Hamas, strategist, go.
Kushner met Hamas in Egypt. Hamas says they'll disarm. Netanyahu says prove it first. Classic negotiation deadlock. Different framing depending on where you sit.
And the right barely covered Hamas's disarmament statement. That's the blind spot. If Hamas actually said it, that's news.
It is news. Moving on. White House helipad. Xi Jinping visit. Supreme Court filing. 30 seconds. Go.
National Trust sues to stop White House construction. Trump admin counters at the Supreme Court. A single justice could act within days. The Xi visit is the accelerant.
The frame on the left is historic preservation. The frame on the right is... Actually, the right is mostly not covering the legal fight at all.
Because covering the legal fight means covering the pressure to rush it.
Exactly.
Last one, Meta trial. Strategist?
Opening arguments Monday, 4 states. Allegations that Facebook and Instagram were designed to hook kids, and Meta knew it. Potential damages up to $1.4
trillion. $1.4 trillion. And this is week one.
The biggest tech trial of the decade, and it's getting buried under Iran and Korea.
Buried is the right word. This sets precedent for hundreds of suits.
And the right is underplaying it. Probably because a huge regulatory win for state AGs doesn't fit the anti-regulation frame.
Or maybe it's just Iran eating the oxygen. Again.
Iran eating the oxygen. That's the whole week, actually. All right, let's watch next week. Each of you, one thing. Forecaster, go.
Kostyan Tinivka, 94% by August 31st. If it falls, watch whether the press finally runs the Ukraine story they've been sitting on.
Good one. Mine is the Meta trial, specifically whether any outlet connects the verdict risk to Meta's actual stock price. The financial press and the tech safety press are running completely parallel conversations.
I like that. Mine is the Iran ceasefire expiration. 16 sources on no extension. Iran threatens new offensive. If Trump rules out talks and the ceasefire lapses, that is a significant escalation moment. The midterm framing is going to get very interesting around.
And oil goes with it.
The midterms and the Iran war are being covered as two separate narratives. They're the same story.
18 sources figured that out this week. The rest are catching up.
Slowly. That's Signal Noise Weekly for the week of August 17th. If you want to track what the press is missing, and apparently the press is missing a lot this week, check out s2n.news. The full breakdown is there. We'll see you next Friday.